Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because I have with me Janice Billhauser, PhD. She is Emory University psychologist who's pioneered future-directed therapy and provides a roadmap for anyone stuck in life to employ future thinking to break through that barrier. Her new book also has easy-to-follow steps and tools that guide people out of depression, alienation, stagnation, and more. I'm so thrilled that you're here with us today, Dr. Janice. Thank you so much.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I thought we would start by those that do not have the pleasure of knowing all the wonderful contributions you're making to the world. If you could share with us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in the world of psychology.
Well, I wish it was a super exciting story. I mean, I think, you know, I was one of those very fortunate people that sort of knew, you know, very early on that I, you know, was planning to be a psychologist. I think I was about 12 years old when, you know, I really started to, just have conversations with, you know, my family members about, you know, what other people were thinking and feeling. And I just had this very sort of intuitive sense about people. And I sort of pursued that my whole life. It was, you know, I started as an undergraduate in psychology and found that I loved it and was good at it and kind of continued to do it. And just all along the way, everybody I had an opportunity to help, it was just more reinforcement that, I was really on the right path and just wanting to continue that process in my development of future-directed therapy, wanting to, you know, contribute more to the field and recognizing that the field has a long way to evolve and hopefully that the work that I'm doing can sort of add to that in some way.
Oh, that's so lovely. Really a beautiful thought and, you know, a beautiful intention for contribution. So a lot of people I know relive the past over and over again in their minds thinking and dreading what they don't want to experience again. And in your new book, Think Forward to Thrive, tell me a little bit about how this really addresses things in a landmark new way.
Well, I think in my training as a psychologist, you know, the emphasis early on was always about the past. It was always about trying to help understand why people sort of were the way they were and really exploring their histories to begin to kind of understand that. And as I was doing that, I sort of realized that there more needed to happen, that the how to do something different and to be different, which is why people were really there in the first place, was actually in some ways, or in my mind, more important than the why that they were that, you know, why they were the way they were. And so I just really wanted to develop skills and things that people could do so they could actually leave the past behind and actually begin to create different future experiences. And in my work, I was working with a lot of people with depression, and future-directed therapy was originally developed for people with depressive disorders. I saw that the transformation process started to happen at a point where people really started to kind of get past the why they were there and really focus on the goals and the things that they were wanting to do to move forward. And that's when you really started to see the depression lifting. And so I just wanted to understand this process, why were goals so important to people? And I started to look into the psychology literature and found that there have been, you know, many, many people who have studied future thinking, and that there's lots of information out there that shows that being able to anticipate a positive future really is the key to our sense of well-being in life. But no one had really kind of pulled all of this information together in a process that people could use. And that was really the goal of future-directed therapy, was to take this research that was already out there and develop it into a sort of step-by-step process that people could use and really apply on their own and in a way that was effective for them.
Oh, that is so beautiful. You know, it's interesting because I always think of psychology as really kind of living in the past and exploring and determining why things are what they are now. And tell me a little bit in more detail about how future-directed therapy may differ from that type of approach to psychology.
Well, I think that that's the perspective that most people have, that the average person, when they think about going to therapy, they think about going in to talk about their past and why things are the way they are and kind of uncovering all of those reasons. And future-directed therapy is really different because it sort of takes into account the fact that our brains are anticipatory in nature, meaning that pretty much everything that we do, the reason that we get out of bed, the reason that we sort of take any action in life, has to do with what we expect is going to occur. We anticipate future results in life based on our actions, and that is directly tied to then how we feel. So in many ways, I often say, you know, the future is creating our now, because it's what we expect in life that often is determining how we're feeling in the present moment. So, you know, I think future-directed therapy was really different in the sense that it really takes that process into account, and it really focuses on helping people to identify the fact that, you know, if they're feeling a negative emotion in the present, if they're feeling anxiety, fear, overwhelm, any of these kinds of depression, all of these kind of negative emotions, a lot of that has to do with what they're thinking about the future. The idea that it's about the past is really, in my mind, actually inaccurate. That, in fact, yes, we use our past experiences as a way to anticipate what we think is going to happen, but the real emotion in the present moment is occurring because of the future anticipation. So it really changes the intervention point. So instead of looking backwards to kind of figure out what went wrong, it's really about looking forwards and thinking, you know, what is it that you're expecting in life? What is it that you think isn't going to happen? When people don't have hope, it's because they don't expect positive things to occur in their life. And so what is it about the future that they don't see going right for themselves that's creating the negative emotion in the present? And then that becomes the point of intervention, that you begin to help people change their future thinking, and that creates more positive emotion in the present.
So I know that your book is filled with so many wonderful tips. Think forward to thrive. Can you share with us just a few of those tips? And one of the things I love is when you say it's time to step on the gas and get out of reverse. If someone is ready to do that, but they're just not quite there yet, do you have a couple of tips from your book or from your magnificent program that would help people kind of accelerate?
Well, there are. I always say, you know, there's these sort of three steps that if you can begin to put them into action in your life, it can really start to make a lot of transformation in there, and they're fairly simple. So the first thing I always say is, you know, notice your emotions. A lot of times we spend, if we don't like the emotion that we're having, we spend a lot of time trying to avoid it or cover it up or do something to not have to feel it. And so I always tell people, your emotions are really your best friend, because they're an indicator of what you're thinking about, and that's, you know, what you're thinking about then becomes what you're actually creating in your life. So notice your emotion. If it's a feeling of an emotion you don't like, a feeling of fear, a feeling of anxiety, something like that, recognize what it's telling you. It's telling you that you're expecting something in your life that you don't want. And then once you notice the emotion, the next thing to recognize, if you realize it's about something you don't want in life, ask yourself this very simple question: what do I want instead? And then from that point, that's really the pivot point to then identify a different sort of destination, a different outcome, and then ask yourself the next question, which is the third step, and how do I get there? And that begins to activate the executive network part of the brain. And so just to walk through a simple example of how to kind of put that into play, you know, if you're somebody, let's say, who maybe has had a few failed relationships in your past and you're wanting to, you know, have a successful relationship in the future, but your past is kind of causing you to project into the future that maybe it's not possible, maybe I'm going to fail again, and that elicits a kind of negative emotion in you every time you think about the idea of, let's say, going on a date. You know, you start to feel this sense of anxiety, and so instead of putting yourself out there, you actually will maybe avoid it. And so if you can notice that the emotion's coming up, okay, I'm having that negative emotion, I'm likely to act on that emotion by avoiding putting myself into a situation which then is going to end up leading to not having the relationship. Instead, I'm going to ask myself, what do I want instead? I'm going to recognize that what I really want is that successful relationship, and I have to start to think about what are some things that I can do differently that can possibly bring that about. I can maybe, if I'm really worried about it, maybe I can, you know, read some books on how to have a better relationship. Maybe I can work with a relationship coach. Maybe I can find some different, you know, strategies that I can begin to do to actually change the outcome. But simply noticing the emotions, not avoiding them, asking yourself what you want different, and then creating then the next question, and how can I get there, which allows you to start to create a plan and build a plan towards that. Those three things can really begin to transform somebody's life, and they're pretty simple to put into place once you have the awareness to do so.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So tell me a little bit about how you would like readers to learn and discover things from your wonderful new book.
The website, if they want to learn more about Future Directed Therapy, is futuredirectedtherapy.com. The book is available at sort of pretty much every major retailer, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, those kinds of places. So it's pretty easy to find if people are interested.
Fabulous. And what would you like readers to derive from reading the book? I mean, just a short synopsis of what that would look like.
Well, I think the thing that is so important is that people realize that they're not defined by their past. You know, I think a lot of times a lot of people will assume that the past experiences mean they can't have the things they want in the future, and that's just not true. The reality is we create our life from the present moment every single day, and if we can begin to have that awareness in the present that we can change and do something different, that we don't simply have to recreate past experiences over and over again, which is what we often do when we're sort of not consciously thinking about the process, that people really can begin to create different experiences and they can build the lives that they want, and they just need to kind of, you know, have that, the hope and the awareness, and to realize it's not always as difficult as it may seem, that there are steps that you can do in a simple way that really begin to help people make transformations. And that's hopefully what I was able to do with the book, was really build a step-by-step process for people that allows them to start to walk themselves through a path of doing things differently.
Yeah, and I think, you know, viewing past experiences differently too is something that you portray so beautifully. I talked a few years ago in an interview with a coach to Olympic athletes, and he was saying that the difference in the mindset between the average person out there and the Olympian is that they do not perceive their past experiences that some people would look at as failures at all. They look at it as a pathway to their greatness. It's just an experience that they experienced along the path to greatness. And that's what I think is so beautiful about your book, is allowing people to perceive the past differently and moving forward to the future with a whole new perspective. It's totally life-changing.
Well, thank you. I feel like the development of the book itself, in some ways was the process that I describe in the book, because, you know, I really just started with an idea, and sort of as I went through the process, you know, all of these things started to unfold that really I can see, and I can say I've lived through the experience that they really do work, that you really can start to shift your thinking in a way that really starts to bring about transformative experiences. And I think that that's the piece that's so hard sometimes for people to grasp, is that their thought process is so powerful, and that if they can begin to identify, you know, what are the things that they need to change about it, that starts to really transform their entire experience, because we're constantly creating our own experience.
And what you just said is such a powerful statement, because when you think about the fact that you have everything you need, all the power to change your whole life experience, it relies with you. It's not just a responsibility, but it is really an empowerment factor.
Yeah, you know, people oftentimes will say, well, I can't do things, you know, I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough, you know, this and that. And, you know, I say the two things in life that we all are given is we have the ability to think, and we have the ability to choose our own behaviors. And those two things are incredibly powerful, that all the other resources in life come from those two things, you know. And so, you know, it's to really help people recognize the power that they already have by having that ability to choose their thought and to choose their behavior. And if they can really own that, they can really change their life.
Mm. Yeah, it again, so powerful, so very, very powerful. So if you were to look at the book going out into the world and thinking about how you would like to see it change things globally, like almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you? The work you're doing, your book, what would that look like for you?
Well, I think, you know, at least in the world of psychology, where I spend most of my time, I really would love to see the emphasis shift towards helping people think about their futures and really, you know, less time focused on the past, because I really feel like the power to change your life is in focusing on changing your future. And so I guess in that sense, I would like to see there be sort of a shift in that sort of overall perspective, where when people go to therapy, they're not thinking about the past. They're thinking about, you know, how can I change my life in the future? How can I really make things better for myself? And that's really the emphasis.
Yeah, and what an empowering shift that would be for people.
I think so. I think, you know, a lot of time gets spent on things that might not be as important as they could be. You know, I think that a lot of time is spent wondering why instead of understanding how to make it better.
I love that. That's so beautiful. Well, time with you has just flown by, and I know so many of our listeners will want to be able to connect with you and learn more. So I know your book, Think Forward to Thrive, is all over Amazon and all the major distribution centers. But can you also give your website one more time so people can connect?
Sure, absolutely. It's futuredirectedtherapy.com.
Lovely. Thank you so much for being here. It has been so enjoyable and so informative, just so much wisdom that you've been able to transfer to us in such a short period of time. I wish we had more time.
Well, thank you, Vicki. It's been a pleasure to speak with you as well.
And thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week. And in the meantime, if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And have an incredible week.